Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Maundy Thursday was a very eventful day and night in our Lord's Passion. Judas collected his 30 pieces of silver. Jesus delivered the high priestly prayer. He washed his disciples' feet, and he observed the last Passover meal that was ever needed. Then he instituted Holy Communion, suffered agony in the garden, was arrested, and shuffled off to various hearings and trials. It was a very busy day and evening indeed. Maundy Thursday gets its name from our Lord's words, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another." Maundy comes from the Latin word mandatum, or mandate, the command to love one another. Now, I know it's common to refer to communion as the Last Supper. Actually, there were two suppers that night, Passover and Holy Communion. Passover. That was instituted when the Jews were slaves in Egypt, the last night that they were slaves. The 10th plague was the death of all the firstborn of Egypt. But that death would also come upon the Hebrews if they did not take the steps God gave them to prevent it. These were the steps. The Jews were to take an unblemished, firstborn male lamb and kill it, being careful not to break any of its bones. Then they had to spread its blood on each believer's doorpost. That blood would cause the destroyer, the angel of death, to pass over their homes, thus the name Passover. Because they were going to be fleeing Egypt that morning, everything had to be done in haste so the slaves could get while the getting was good. The lamb was cooked and eaten quickly. The bread had to be unleavened because there was no time to let it rise. Bitter herbs were eaten with the meal to remind them of the bitterness of their long generations of bondage. Wine would also be drank. God commanded that this meal be celebrated annually as a reminder of their deliverance from slavery. The Last Supper was the Passover portion of what Jesus did with his apostles. It was the last Passover that ever needed to be celebrated, because as Paul said in our epistle lesson today, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Passover has been replaced by the Lord's Supper, Holy Communion. Now, Christians no longer celebrate the Passover, although some do hold reenactments on this day for educational purposes, and of course, there's nothing wrong with that. We're not eating a roasted lamb tonight. We're not covering our doorposts with its blood. The reason is because the Passover foreshadowed the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ. Now that he has come, he has accomplished our salvation. Passover, along with all the other feasts of the Old Testament, are no longer needed. We know this because in the book of Colossians, Paul called them shadows of the reality to come, the reality which is Christ. Now just look at what Passover anticipated. The unblemished lamb is Christ, perfectly holy and sinless. The blood on the doorposts ensured that the plague of death would pass over them. Well, the blood of Jesus Christ covers us so that the curse of eternal death passes over us. And there's more. No bone was to be broken on the Passover lamb, nor was any bone broken on Jesus. Your sins were placed on the Passover lamb, and it was slain. It died innocently. In your place, it died for your guilt. And so does Jesus, the innocent Son of God. Your sins were placed on him. He died to purge away your guilt. He is the sacrifice that makes atonement for our sins. It's no wonder that John the Baptist introduced the Messiah by saying, "Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world." And it's no wonder that St. Paul would write to the Corinthians, "Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Lamb of God, Passover, fulfilled in Jesus Christ." There is one difference between the sacrifice of the Passover lamb and the sacrifice of Christ. You had to keep on repeating the Passover sacrifice. Old Testament believers who were looking for the coming of the Messiah knew full well that he would be the final Passover ever to be made. The reason why we no longer celebrate Passover? Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. In its place, Jesus instituted Holy Communion. He took the loaf of bread that was on the table and said, "This is my body." Now, no longer would the unleavened bread of Passover symbolize anything. It symbolized haste because it was unleavened. Now the bread symbolizes nothing. Symbolizes nothing. It is the body of Jesus Christ. The bread you receive tonight is not a symbol of the absent Jesus. It is the real presence of the real body of Christ. As I always stress in my confirmation classes to the children, what does Holy Communion symbolize? Nothing. It is the body of Christ. It is the blood of Christ. Then Jesus took the cup of wine. It was real fermented wine, not juice. Grapes were not in season in the spring of the year. And unless grape juice were fermented into wine, it would not have kept all winter. So it had to be real wine. And Jesus took the cup and said, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood." The cup of wine that was consumed at Passover is now the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood that saved the Jews from certain death in Egypt is now the cup from which you drink. And like the bread, the wine does not symbolize a thing. It doesn't represent anything. It actually is the body and blood of Christ shed to forgive you your sins. Jesus called the Lord's Supper the New Testament. Now, a testament is a will. You don't use picture language in such a vital declaration. You speak as clearly and as unambiguously as you possibly can. Therefore, you can be sure that Jesus meant what he said, that you are receiving his true body and his true blood in Holy Communion. And finally, what about the Lamb? The Lamb is still very much a part of Holy Communion on this Passover night. It's Christ, the Lamb of God, your Passover Lamb. He was sacrificed for you. Every time you gather around the altar, the Passover Lamb is here for you. Jesus, holy and unblemished, sacrificed to forgive you and open heaven to all who believe. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We continue with the offertory.